CPR News and KRCC, I'm Nathan Heffel. The case against a Chaffee County man accused of murdering his wife was dismissed by a judge today. Barry Morphew could face charges again, though, as the initial case was dismissed without prejudice. Morphew is accused of murdering his wife, Suzanne, who disappeared in May of 2020. She has not been found. In the motion to dismiss the case, prosecutors say they believe they are close to finding Suzanne's body, but can't search the area due to weather and snow. Passengers will no longer have to wear masks inside of Denver International Airport. A federal judge voided the Biden administration's mandate for travelers yesterday. CPR's Matt Bloom has more.
Major airlines, including Southwest and United, say they'll stop enforcing mask rules on flights. But passengers can continue to wear masks if they choose. Regional airports from Colorado Springs to Montrose quickly followed suit. Changes are also likely coming to local transit agencies. The Regional Transportation District says it's also dropping its masking policy for buses and trains. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
There's a new effort underway to reduce litter in the city of Colorado Springs. Officials announced yesterday that $2.7 million from the city's reserves will go toward the Keep It Clean COS initiative. The money will be used to purchase new street sweepers and vacuum trucks, as well as pay for workers to clean up medians and streets. There's also a contest where residents can submit names for the new street sweepers on the city's website. Right now in Colorado Springs, it's 80 degrees. In Denver, it's 78 degrees and partly cloudy. This is CPR News and KRCC. It's 306.